Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a man accused of 11 murder on terror charges has pleaded not guilty over the fatal shooting of the CEO of Letterkenny-based Optum in New York. Residents in the Bomley area of Letterkenny fear they will be without water this Christmas. Hundreds of people gathered in Dunloe yesterday in protest at the housing of what organisers have described as criminals and convicts in the town. And investigations are continuing after man was critically injured in a crash in Omagh yesterday. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Oisin Kelly. First in news this evening, a man accused of 11 murder and terror charges has pleaded not guilty over the fatal shooting of the CEO of Letterkenny-based Optum in New York. Prosecutors allege 26-year-old Luigi Mangione targeted Brian Thompson on his way into a conference at a Manhattan hotel earlier this month. Some protesters gathered outside court in support of the suspect earlier. Defence lawyer Karen Agnifilo says she's concerned about his right to a fair trial.
He's a young man and he is being treated like a human ping pong ball between two warring jurisdictions here. These federal and state prosecutors are coordinating with one another, but at the expense of him. They have conflicting theories in their indictments.
Residents in the Bomley area of Letterkenny fear they will be without water this Christmas. A new water pump was installed in the area last week in a bid to improve water pressure and minimise outages. Geraldine says she has been plagued, however, with outages for the past 4 years.
So all day yesterday, no water. Woke up this morning, no water. There's a wee bit of pressure coming back. Suppose our fear is that we could be left without water tomorrow Christmas Day, with family home, people to entertain, and laundry backing up at a rate of, you can imagine, over Christmas. I did chat to somebody yesterday who said, although they did add that pump, they have fitted that pump, that really the pipes should have been replaced. That work was due to take place earlier in the year, but that has been since deferred. But we live in constant worry of having no cold water.
It's an awful way to have to live, just in that uncertainty, any time of year.
This has been ongoing for us now for almost 4 years. And in the last 15 months, it's been just appalling. I mean, I did speak already about going through one period of the summer of this year for 29 days in a row. I woke up every day to no water. It was an absolute disaster. I mean, you might have got the pressure back for a wee while, a few hours later on in the afternoon, then it would be off again. So it's the uncertainty. It's wondering, will this pump resolve it? Is this pump going to cause too much pressure on old pipes and cause, you know, bursts and leakages that will affect our supply? It's that constant unsurety as to whether you have water or not. And it is a basic human right to have access to water.
Meanwhile, Councillor Donal Mandy Kelly says he understands the concerns of those living in the area. He has long campaigned for an upgrade of water infrastructure in the area. Councillor Kelly says he has received assurances from Uisce Éireann that there are some teething issues following the recent works, which the utility says will be resolved. He says much work, however, still needs to be carried out to ensure a long-term solution.
We have elderly people living there. We have farmers there that are stocking this time of year that's highly concentrated on weather coming into their blinkers. We have young families and that, and, you know, we're running into Christmas, and this is something I don't want to see going forward, particularly over Christmas and New Year's. The pump's installed, the pump was running, there will be teething problems, I'm aware of that, and unfortunately we do see teething problems at the minute, but hopefully they will get this ironed out today. But I suppose what this Cairn has made me aware of, you know, it is about optimising the water pressure here, not putting too much pressure on the pipes that's there in the ground.
Because there is concerns now that we have a new pump and old pipes, and that the old pipes mightn't be able to withstand the pressure that will be coming in now, and that this is what the outage is.
Yeah, that's correct, Donna Marie, and I suppose that's why it is important, and as Cairn's fully aware of that, they're trying to optimise to get the pressure right on the pipes that's there. There's no doubt in my mind that the long-term solution here is the infrastructure on the ground has to be replaced. And I've been fighting for this along with the residents in these areas now over the last number of years. And you're fully aware, Donna Marie, I did get a commitment best year by email, and I still have it, back last year, that at the first quarter of 2024, that there was to be 6 kilometres of infrastructure replaced there. That has fallen to the wayside, and it's something that I'm very disappointed on, and I'm pushing very hard to get back on the table.
Elsewhere, a boil water notice has been lifted for the Glenties Ardraw water supply with immediate effect. The notice was put in place over 2 weeks ago during Storm Dara due to increased raw water turbidity impacting the treatment process. Councillor Brian Carr says a planned investment in the water infrastructure in the area will have a hugely positive impact.
Very welcome news coming up to Christmas and everything now. You know, it's a nice gift to get, because people were on the boil water doors this last nearly 3 weeks. And as we said there, it's great to have that lifted now. And a massive thanks to all the workers of Askeirn for all the work and everything tirelessly over the last couple of weeks. A big thanks to them.
Damage caused during Storm Dara were what caused this. Obviously, a lot of work had to go into actually getting this ready. And as you've said, the staff really appeared to have pulled all the stops out to make sure it was done before this week.
Yeah, Dylan, there's a big investment in Lochana at the moment, almost 15 million going to be spent. And the works are supposed to open in first quarter of 25. So this here was just a little setback, but it was, as you said, Storm Dara, and all the lake, the turbidity in the lake all came up, and it caused problems with the new system. But thankfully that's rectified now, and looking forward to good water for Christmas.
Gardaí arrested more than 100 people for drink driving over the weekend. Chief Superintendent of the Garda Roads Policing Bureau, Jean Humphrey, says it's clear some road users aren't taking the danger seriously. She's asking people to not get into a car with someone if there's any chance they might be under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Chief Superintendent Humphreys was speaking earlier at the launch of the Garda Christmas Road Safety Campaign, which she says is key to keeping people safe over the holidays.
The message is very simple. We want everybody to get home safely. We do not want any more empty seats at your Christmas table. So we're appealing to people, take your time, slow down, don't allow yourself to get distracted. It's a very stressy time of year. We've got lots in our mind, and we've still probably lots of things to do. But this Christmas period, we really want you to concentrate on your driving.
Hundreds of people gathered yesterday for a protest in Dunloe. It's after the post office in the town was forced to close on Friday afternoon after a man in his 20s became agitated and threatened staff. The organiser of yesterday's protest, Gary Sweeney, says the aim of the demonstration was to send a strong message to a local business owner that he can no longer endanger the townspeople with the introduction of criminals and convicts. Mr Sweeney has emphasised that it was not an anti-immigration protest. Donegal Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher says the matter is now in the hands of the authorities.
Well, of course, an indication of the concern of the people of Dunloe is that they took to the streets yesterday to make it very clear that they weren't going to continue to accept the type of incident that we had in Dunloe on Friday last. I came on the scene shortly afterwards, and of course the people were very angry, they were very fearful, they were very worried. The individual concerned was taken before a special sitting of the District Court in Ballyshannon on Saturday. And I, as a local and as a TD for the county, decided that I would be there in the court to witness what precisely was going to happen. And the individual is now detained in Castlereagh as a result of the court decision. And, of course, the matter is now in the hands of the law, and I will allow the law to take its course.
The government says it will work to find more routes which can accommodate passenger and freight demand after the closure of Holyhead Port. Holyers met with the junior transport minister this afternoon, where they stressed the need for measures to be implemented as soon as possible. They're also seeking financial compensation for the additional costs this sector is facing since the port's closure. Eugene Drennan of the Irish Road Haulage Association says they've adapted as best they can.
And we've been moving freight around from port to port. We've been running longer distances. We've trucks held up. We've equipment held up. We've trailers packed to the hilt on both sides of the IRC. But we've got it over the line for the most part for now. Now, there's still some trailers sitting in Holyhead, but it's lesser rather than more, shall we say. And we think before Christmas Eve, we might have them all out of there.
Investigations are continuing after a man was critically injured in a crash in Omagh yesterday. The collision involving a car and a van occurred shortly after 20 to 9 last night. Both drivers were hospitalised as a result. Police are appealing for information, CCTV footage and dashcam footage. A three-bedroom house in Donegal costs on average €180,000, the cheapest price in the Republic of Ireland. That's according to the last quarter of the Irish Independent, REA, average house price index report. However, the county also has one of the highest price increases in the country. Donna Marie Doherty has more.
House prices in western counties increased at twice the rate of the east coast in the last year. Three-bedroom semi-detached homes in counties Donegal, Clare, Galway, Limerick, Mayo, Roscommon and Sligo increased by over €10,000 during that time. It's an average annual rise of 16%. The sharp increase is down to the lowest supply on record. The House Price Index says there's a clear divide down the middle of the country, with the rate of increase being half that in commuter counties at 7.5%.
A man remains in Garda custody this evening in connection with a fatal hit and run in County Limerick over the weekend. 21-year-old Margarita Sheridan died after the incident involving a van on Saturday in Rathkeel. Garda arrested a man in his 40s earlier today. He's being questioned at a Garda station in the county. A van believed to have been involved in the crash has also been recovered and will now be subject to a technical examination. Police are appealing for information following reports of a vehicle impersonating them on the Victoria Road between Strabane and Derry. A motorist contacted police after being pulled over by the silver-coloured vehicle, which was fitted with blue lights and sirens at around 10 o'clock on Saturday night. Police are urging anyone with information or relevant dashcam footage to come forward. Over €880,000 worth of contraband has been seized by revenue officers. Drugs, alcohol, counterfeit goods, cash and illicit cigarettes were all discovered during various operations in Dublin, Rosslare and the Midlands over the past week. Over 30 kilos of herbal cannabis was seized, while officers found more than 2 kilos of cocaine concealed in boxes described as engraved leather organiser and yoga wear. Investigations into all seizures are ongoing.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports, with great gift ideas for everyone on your list this Christmas, in-store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for all the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with soccer. Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta says Bukayo Saka will be out for many weeks after conceding his hamstring injury is not looking good. The England international was forced off in the first half of Saturday's 5-1 win over Crystal Palace in the Premier League. And his potential replacement, Raheem Sterling, will also miss several weeks with his own injury. Arteta says Saka is upset.
He was got it. You can tell that he's not been injured because he was really... really emotional. He was really down, and we need to lift him up. It's part of his job, big part of his job, and he will be fine, but I think he's going to need a few days.
Liverpool captain Virgil van Dijk insists there's no deadline in his ongoing contract talks with the club. The defender's deal at Anfield is set to expire next summer, with Mo Salah and Trent Alexander-Arnold's contracts also entering their last 6 months. Van Dijk says there's no update on the talks and that his focus is on matters on the pitch. Meanwhile, his manager, Arne Slot, says he's keeping his feet on the ground despite Liverpool being 4 points clear at the top of the Premier League this Christmas. He described yesterday's 6-3 win at Tottenham as their best away performance, but knows shock results are never far away.
You have to keep on going. Every 3 days you have to be on top of your game, every minute of the game. I didn't expect Chelsea to draw points today as well, so it can happen in every game, and that's what makes this league so special. That's why so many people want to see it, and that's why we play at Christmas time.
Manchester United head coach Ruben Amorim says there's anxiety among players and fans and that some of their struggles are mental. His team was booed off following a 3-0 defeat at home to Bournemouth in the Premier League.
In this moment, everything is so harder. Everybody's tired of this moment. And we know it, so we have to face it and focus on the next in the next game. We have to address a lot of things, but we are ready to do it. And you already knew that the challenge is big.
Moving to darts, Antrim's Josh Rock is through to the third round of the PDC World Championships. He'll be in action after Christmas following a 3-0 win against Rhys Griffin. Johnny Clayton has just beaten Tyrone's Mickey Mansell. They were locked at 2-2 with Clayton winning the third and decisive set to progress to the next round. Derry's Daryl Gurney continues his campaign tonight when he faces Florin Hempel. 2018 champion Rob Cross is also in action. He faces Scott Williams. In rugby, Robbie Henshaw says it's a great boost to secure his future with Leinster and the IRFU ahead of the Six Nations. The 31-year-old has signed a 2-year contract extension, which will see him remain at Leinster until the 27-28 season. At international level, the centre has 77 Ireland caps and is also featured for the British and Irish Lions. Henshaw says it will be a big contest come February against England.
Yeah, it's incredibly exciting, especially to have England at home for our first game. You know, it's such a big game, I suppose, to both nations. We'll be in for a savage test match, and I think the fans will agree that it's a great way to start Six Nations. So,
elsewhere, Ulster could welcome back Irish internationals Ian Henderson, Nick Timoney and Cormac Isizoku for Saturday's trip to Connacht. The trio have trained with the province today as they step up their recoveries from injuries sustained against Bordeaux. A decision on centre Stuart McCluskey and winger Zach Ward's fitness will be made later in the week, with both set to have scans on issues picked up in Friday's loss to Munster. That's your sport for today, Michaela.
Thanks, Oisin. And returning to some news, police in Derry are appealing for information after a man attacked a house in New Buildings in the early hours of Saturday morning. At around 2 a.m, the man is reported to have thrown a bottle at the window of a house in the Stony Path area before kicking a parked vehicle. The man is described as being aged in his 20s, approximately 5'4" in height, of a slim build, and was wearing a white hoodie and dark coloured trousers. Meanwhile, a 42-year-old man arrested in connection with an aggravated burglary, during which a man was stabbed in the eye with a screwdriver in the Canterbury Park area of Derry on Saturday morning, has been released. He's been released on bail to allow for further police inquiries. Police say inquiries are continuing and they are asking anyone who might have any information which could assist to contact detectives on 101. A number of premises in Donegal remain without power this evening. ESB is currently working to repair a fault affecting 177 properties in the Milford area. Power is expected to be restored by 6:30. The NIDOC service has issued its Christmas and New Year opening hours. The service provides urgent GP family doctor service to patients in Donegal. Donal Kavanagh has more.
NIDOC services run from 6 o'clock tomorrow evening, Christmas Eve, until 8 a.m. on Friday, December 27th, and then from 6 p.m. on the 27th until 8 a.m. on Monday, December 30th. The service will run from 6 p.m. on Monday 30th until 8 a.m. on Tuesday the 31st, New Year's Eve, and then from 6 o'clock that evening until 8 o'clock on the morning of Thursday, January 2nd. The HSE says the service is designed to provide urgent GP care to patients and is not a substitute for the emergency ambulance service, which is the appropriate service to deal with medical emergencies where they arise. People are being asked to bear with NIDOC as they're expected to receive a high volume of calls over the festive period. They're also being urged to ensure that prescriptions and medicines are arranged with their own GPs and pharmacies before the holiday period commences.
Today is the last chance to post cards and letters in time for Christmas Day. And Post is promising all parcels that arrived in their hubs by midnight last night will arrive by tomorrow, along with around 5 million festive cards and letters. Anna McHugh, Head of Corporate Communications at Post, says they've also been very busy posting everyone's letters to Santa.
We've had a really important message as well from the post office in the North Pole, and Santa has posted 135,000 replies. But if there's anyone who didn't get around to posting their letter, not to worry. The elves are, you know, really, really good at checking out what people want for Christmas and letting Santa know.
Work has begun on the extensive upgrade of Melvin Sports Complex in Strabane. First sod was officially turned by the Mayor of Derry City and Strabane District Council, Councillor Lillian Sinoy Barr. Aidan Delaney reports.
The £3.2 million project will include a dedicated boxing facility, and a multi-use three-court sports hall with accommodation for gymnastics, new changing accommodation, changing place facilities, extra storage and additional car parking spaces. The upgrade was made possible after Derry City and Strabane Council received almost £1.85 million through Sport NI's multi-facility fund. Mayor Barr said the completed project will enhance the existing facilities at the Melvin and open it up to new users. She added, Sport NI have worked closely with the council, along with Disability Sport Northern Ireland, to ensure the design is fully inclusive for people with disabilities and meets the requirements of the Inclusive Sports Facility Accreditation. This, she concluded, is a facility that everyone in Strabane and its environs will be able to use.
Weather now, cloudy and mild this evening with further outbreaks of light rain and drizzle along with some patches of mist and fog. Lowest temperatures of 9 to 11 degrees. The closing headlines this evening. A man accused of 11 murder and terror charges has pleaded not guilty over the fatal shooting of the CEO of Letterkenny-based Optum in New York. Prosecutors allege 26-year-old Luigi Mangione targeted Brian Thompson on his way into a conference at a Manhattan hotel earlier this month. Residents in the Bomini area of Letterkenny fear they'll be without water this Christmas. A new water pump was installed in the area last week in a bid to improve water pressure and minimise outages. Gardaí arrested more than 100 people for drink driving over the weekend. Chief Superintendent of the Garda Roads Policing Bureau, Jean Humphreys, however, says it's clear that some road users aren't taking the dangers seriously. And police are appealing for information following reports of a vehicle impersonating them on the Victoria Road between Strabane and Derry. A motorist contacted police after being pulled over by this silver-coloured vehicle, which was fitted with blue lights and sirens at around 10 o'clock on Saturday night. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to your podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Monday evening, the 23rd of December. The death has occurred of Charlie McKinney, Home Cottage, Cockhill Road, Buncrana. Charlie's remains will repose at his home from 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral on Thursday morning, leaving at 10:15 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Cockhill, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, on Christmas Day until 4 p.m. The funeral can be viewed on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Trevor Henderson, Garabon, Glenealy. Trevor's remains are reposing at his home. Funeral arrangements will be confirmed later. The death has taken place of Marjorie Sweeney, née Bustard, Gary Harry Letterkenny, formerly of Ballyboe, Clohan. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral service of thanksgiving there tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock, with burial afterwards in Gortley Cemetery. The house, funeral service and burial are strictly private to family only, please. The death has taken place of Grace Kelly, née Gallagher, Bomini, Letterkenny. Funeral mass in St Junan's Cathedral tomorrow morning at 11, followed by interment in Conwall Cemetery. House strictly private, please, at the request of the deceased. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Parkinson's Association of Ireland, care of any family member, or Charlie McLaverty, funeral director. And the death has taken place of Noreen Burke, née Corry, Ballymacroarty, Ballintra, reposing at her late residence until 9 o'clock tonight. Removal tomorrow morning to St Bridget's Church, Ballintra, for 11 o'clock funeral mass, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. The house is strictly private, please, before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Ballyshannon Community Hospital, care of any family member. Noreen's funeral mass will be available to view online at churchservices.tv. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.